This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The state of Maine banned outdoor billboards more than 40 years ago, and many believe the state is all the more beautiful for it. Now Maine has become the first state to ban styrofoam, polystyrene single-use food and drink containers. Other states are looking into this, and some cities have already banned it. Marketplace's Andy Euler looks into costs and benefits.
Environmental groups have been pushing for polystyrene bans for years. Eric Goldstein is an attorney with the Natural Resources Defense Council. He says Maine becoming the first state to ban it is a big step forward.
This is both a symbolic effort and one that has real-world impacts in reducing the amount of plastic litter and pollution we generate.
The EPA says Americans throw away 25 billion polystyrene cups every year. And Goldstein says several companies, including Dunkin' and McDonald's, are getting rid of or have already ditched foam packaging. But Kerry Jackson at the Pacific Research Institute thinks Maine's new law is government overreach. And he says it isn't clear these bans actually work to reduce waste.
You replace a styrofoam cup with a paper cup, it may not be as environmentally friendly as you think it is. It's going to use more water in the manufacturing process and more electricity. And sometimes these cups are coated and can't be recycled.
Some opponents worry that banning foam packaging would raise costs for businesses, especially small ones that don't sell about 75 burgers every second of the day, like McDonald's. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.